Welcome back to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. It is season 19, episode 17. Send in the clowns. Let's do it!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back to the SVU After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm so excited. I feel like I haven't heard this theme song in so long, even though I hear it every week. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com, search for AfterBuzz TV Dramas. That's right, we're on a new channel. Yay!
New year, new us.
Okay. I'm Yael Teagle. That's right, Yael Teagle is back, and I'm joined by a lovely guest. Taylor's here. Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys. I'm Taylor Gates. What's shaking?
Tell people where to find you on the socials.
Okay, you guys can find me on Twitter at @alphaba_Ann and on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_.
Wonderful. We're talking again SVU season 19, episode 17, because that's where we're starting. It's called Send in the Clowns. Before we get into it, I would like to remind everyone about the RAIN hotline that is the Rape Assault Incest National Network. I did not write down what RAIN stands for this time, because that's Lauren's job, and she's not here. But the phone number is 1-800-656-4673. I can read 1-800-656-4673. Great. That's the hotline if anybody needs it, because these are serious issues.
Yes.
Speaking of serious issues, hey, sometimes things get real serious, and when they do, I don't. So if things get real dark, I make terrible commentary. I'm going to bring Taylor down to the gutter with me.
Oh, sweet.
It's going to be great. So please remember that we are making jokes to deal and not jokes at the expense of people. But if that, you know, is a trigger for you, this may not be the show for you. Excellent. I did my job. Before we jump in, just another reminder, this is episode 17. We're not going to today talk about things that happened in episode 16 or 15. You all know what I'm talking about. We're going to not talk about that or that other thing. We're not going to talk about that either.
Only this one thing we're talking about today.
Yes. But we will hopefully get through this season. So we'll talk about them then. Okay. Taylor, welcome to the SVU After Show.
Thank you so much. Guys, I've loved the show for like 10 years.
Oh, maybe. That's it?
Well, listen, I'm 21, so I shouldn't have probably watched it when I was like 6. Oh. But
who wasn't watching it at 6? Wasn't on
guess
then.
I'm the odd one out.
What did you think of this episode in general?
I think this is one of the strongest we've seen this season.
Oh.
I thought it had so many twists and turns and just all of the good stuff that makes SVU SVU.
That's so funny. I was like, all right, this is just another episode, just another episode, just another episode. And then the last like 3 minutes, I went, yes, classic SVU, screwing yes. with our heads, totally messed up stuff.
So messed up.
Censored that sentence real good. Messed up stuff. Replace those words. Oh, it was great. I loved it. Let's start with Finn.
Yes.
It's his birthday, apparently.
It's his birthday. Do we know how old he is?
No, but 19 seasons, we don't know when his birthday.
Yeah, has he ever had a birthday on the
show
before?
No, he is
not.
Poor Finn. Yeah. I loved seeing Ken and Alejandro and their offspring.
Jaden.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
I wrote baby.
Close enough. Like, whatever. It's still true.
Yeah, that was
that. Not true.
That is accurate. There was a baby. But it felt, the, like, clown cake felt forced.
Oh, I thought it was so funny. It was, like, the classic just a transition from like the creepy awful rave clown to like the cake clown.
It's dumb.
I loved it.
It felt forced.
I love cheesy stuff like that.
It felt so dumb. But I really liked, I love Ken. I love when Ken is involved. I love that we, you know, we've had Ken and Alejandro stories. We've seen Ken really grow. We didn't see him again. I expected, like, the end of the episode for him to be like, now let's go to dinner, just the adults. You know
now
what I mean?
They wanted it just for the shot of the clown transition. Yes. I'm serious. I think that's it.
Oh, I agree. I totally
hope he
agree.
Comes back.
Yes.
I love them.
I really hope they return this season.
Yeah, because they've had really good character development over all the years. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun thing about a show being on for 19 years is, like, people grow up.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
I was actually just thinking about the other day, because I do think about this show all the time, how, like, all of Stabler's kids were the same actors just getting older.
Yeah.
But we have replaced Noah.
Already.
Yeah, like five times.
Yeah, he's new.
He's a whole new kid. He wasn't in this episode, so we'll not talk about him. I want to talk about Stone real quick. We get to learn. We get it. His dad died. You know what I mean? Like, we get it. That's how we brought him here.
Yeah. I think he's a little snoozy right now. I hope that he gets... I just feel like his personality's very bland at mm-hmm. the moment. And they're trying to, like, texture him with this sad background family history. And I hope that he actually gets some, like, real personality. Because that's kind of how I felt about Barba at first a little. And then he got... And then he got... At first.
I can't even handle.
At first.
Barba was... personable, not even.
Okay, he that's
was
not true, personable. Because it was he the was belt thing. Okay.
Yeah, the first time we met him was 25 acts. What a great episode.
Maybe a bad example, but whenever they bring in new people, yes, I'm always a little like, all right, you're invading on, you know, the squad.
How could you change the cast in 19 seasons?
Yeah, how dare you? But yeah, I don't know. He's growing on me really slowly, really slowly.
Like a fungus?
Like a fungus. But I don't know. We'll see.
So first of all, at the end when, like, Olivia says to him, like, you know, fathers and daughters. And then he goes, fathers and sons. I went, are you about to tell us something about your dead father? No, he just wanted to talk about himself.
Yeah, he likes to do that. Do you think they're going to, like, set them
up? Okay. I have a friend who is, like, 100% Stone Benson shipper. Look, I love Philip Winchester shirtless. And that is all he is useful for. And on this show... we have yet to see him shirtless. I'm so sorry to be so crudely objectifying.
It's been like five episodes.
Yeah, five episodes.
That's too many.
Yeah. when we met him in Fringe, I believe it was less than one episode.
It was 5 seconds.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's not just because I'm still grieving Barba's loss, even though he's not dead. I just don't. I feel he feels forced. He feels that's gonna be my word today. He feels SVU. He feels like so out of place. And we've had people from Chicago. Isn't that where?
Is it Kim?
No.
No, maybe not.
No, it's the. Patton, the singer. The singer who came on for an episode and then got kicked out.
An episode?
Yes,
there's been so many.
I know. Somebody in the chat is like, it was
Paula Patton. Oh, that's true. Paula there's Patton? People. Maybe.
Is that the name of a singer? Anyone? Bueller?
I don't know, man.
Sorry. We're not using the chat. It's our first episode back. We're still trying to remember how the show works. Anyway, doesn't matter. Stone has a sister, which somebody wrote, like, this sister was mentioned in the original Law and Order when she was born or something. I don't know.
I've not watched The Mothership.
Yeah, nobody watches it because this is the greatest show of all time.
That's true.
Okay. And he says he's staying in New York. Shock. His show got canceled. You know
what
I mean?
Of course you're staying in New York.
Yeah, like, we don't think we're going to lose you that fast. Okay. Before we get into the case, we're going to take a minute. I want to take a minute. Thank you all so much for joining us. Taylor, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much for letting me be here.
I'm so happy you're here. I think you have something you want to read, and then I have some stuff I'd like to read.
Yes. Okay. So, do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the SVU After Show, who got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Thanks.
No problem.
But really, do tell her it was us.
Yeah, do it.
That's the most important part. Subscribe, comment, review. us.
It's a good podcast. Yeah. Everyone could use it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I love it. They have
cool guests on there, too.
They do. But speaking of cool podcasts, this one, we get a lot of great, great iTunes reviews, and we haven't been here in a while, so we haven't read them. And Lauren is not here, and I appreciate all of the emojis. I'd forgotten that was a thing, and I was reading these today, and I went, my God, young people use emojis so much.
Those youngsters?
Yes, I felt so old, and then I remembered that Lauren used to try to act them out. So we have a lot of great reviews that have come in, and I want to say thank you, APotter94 and Sadie, who is 15 and wants to sit on the panel with us. Girl, 15 is way too young. 15 will get you 20. Learn that on SVU.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was better than what I was going
to
do.
No, it was perfect. It was what we needed. Thank you so much to Leslie. I can't read people. And I want to say Leslie loves my attitudes towards babies. It's funny. And that Lauren, Isabel, and Jesse should force me to watch a movie about a baby. I saw Boss Baby.
How did you feel about it? Fair enough. It's Oscar nominated.
Sure. Thank you to Galiza 1990, Nadush of Qatar. Thank you so much. There are so many great emojis. I really wish Lauren was here to try. Seishan said, lit show. SVU Fangirl loves our panel. Thank you so, so much. And suggest that we, if we go back to season 3, episode 14, Counterfeit, because it's the first appearance of Tucker.
Oh.
Oh my God, so cute.
That could be interesting.
And we have Sharon Speck, who says, this app shows my life. I listen to it on the way to school, on the way home, when I'm falling asleep. Don't brainwash me. Kids are evil. Kids are evil.
This is your agenda.
Yeah, that is my agenda. And Nicodemus, who is from Texas and says y'all, which made me giggle because that's not my name. Thank you so much for watching us. Thank you for joining us. That's it. Okay, those are the reviews. Thank you so much. If you go to iTunes, subscribe, give us 5 stars, rate and review, Bing on your keyboards. If you write the words, we will read them live on the air. We're going to find some new clever way to do it now that we don't have Lauren.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We are capable women. All right, let's talk about the case.
Let's talk about the case.
Okay. Haley is 16. She is missing. She's from a town in Pennsylvania, maybe?
Something with the word beaver in it.
Right. I also, thank you. She's from a town. And my thing says a town.
Newtown.
Yeah. She came with her music class. She went to clubbing with her friend. Have you ever heard of a club that's 16 and over?
No, it's usually 18 and over.
Yes, because 16 and over is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not really a super thing. I love the fact that she's a piano prodigy because I feel like we have to have one every season. Mm. Like, there's always a piano prodigy or a violin prodigy. Some musician.
Yeah, there's always. That's true.
It's such
I'm
a
like
thing.
In my head, I'm now thinking of all the episodes. Oh, there's the girl who, she was in 2 episodes. It's the girl who lets the guy in, and the reason that she,
yeah.
It's one of my favorites, because they ask her why she talked to him in the elevator, and her answer is, because I didn't want him to think I was racist.
Yes, okay, that episode's actually legitimately good, though.
It's a great episode. A good episode. That line is so funny.
Oh, there's so many good
but
lines.
But she comes back in a second episode, the episode with Finn Wittstock, I think is his name, from the American Horror Stories and stuff. She's in that episode where, sorry, this is what happens when I get excited. She was also in another episode where she played the same character. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so she disappears with a creepy clown dude.
Why would you ever?
Yeah, right?
What's attractive about that?
Yeah, especially because, like, no offense, but the bottom half of his face was not appealing.
Not that much greater than the top.
Right. It's not like he had Philip Winchester's jawline. You know what I mean? If he was wearing a clown mask, maybe.
Ooh, maybe. Yeah. We're learning so much about you. Actually, everyone knew this about you. Yeah, let's be real.
This is not news. You know what? Ooh, a woman with a clown mask? Depending on, I was going to say, below her chin. All right. Anyway, where were we? Thank you.
Thanks. Engineer Josh Rodriguez.
Yes. He felt like he needed to jump in there, and it was needed. Okay. So she disappears with the creepy clown, and then they go to the police. They're like, nah, she's missing. And the email to the video email to the music teacher that goes to a spam folder.
Mm-hmm.
That is the first red flag, right? Because all I went was, who has their teacher's email?
Oh,
is that a thing now?
It wasn't. I don't know about high school. It was when I was in college, obviously. Like, if you need to email your professors. I don't know. I could see it being maybe a thing in high school.
Really?
Yeah, if you, like, have a question about the homework or something.
Yeah. When I was in school, back in my day, we had... Email did exist. It was a thing. Yes. Just to be clear, I'm not that old. Email was totally a thing, but never would a teacher give us their email address.
Well... They have, like, school emails.
Right. Yeah, no, we still didn't... If you had a question about the homework, you weren't paying attention.
Oh, I don't know. That was a thing in my high school. Like, not their personal or not, like, Facebook.
Right,
email
right.
Email didn't seem too weird to me.
Like, their school... They're, like, Professor John at school.edu.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm real good at this.
Yeah.
So then we find out the creepy clown is a butcher.
Yes. Can I just say, bringing it back a little
always.
Bit, Olivia Benson saying the word Finsta, I just want that to be like my ringtone for everything.
I'm going to sound real old.
Oh, no. Do you not know what Finsta is?
No, what the hell is Finsta?
Fake Insta.
You know, I could put that together.
But it's like, okay.
Is you that have a real thing?
Oh, yeah. It's like you have your public where you show all like your cute pictures, and then your Finsta is where you put like either your trashy pictures or like where you rant about stuff. It's like a locked one that only like certain people know about.
Okay.
And Olivia is, like, real hip if she knows what Finsta is.
Yeah, somebody tweeted at them being like, yeah, Finsta. And I was like, I don't.
I was proud of her. It's like, good for you.
Do you have a Finsta?
I don't.
Is that, like, a troll account?
It's not a troll account. It's
because I understand
it's basically like a diary, kind of. I feel like Finsta's a little bit, like, below my age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a little bit, like, just missed the Finsta stage.
Sure.
But... Yeah, it's like when you, like, would go to rant or, like, post, like, pictures of you, like, drinking a bun. You know what I mean? Stuff that you don't want, like, your parents on, like, your public to see.
Anything I wouldn't want my parents to see, I don't take photos of.
Well, these are millennials.
No, they're not. They're Gen Z. I'm a millennial.
Gen Z. I'm sorry. Gen Zs.
Children.
The dangers of Finsta.
No, screw Finsta. If you don't want people to see it, don't take the photo. My Instagram, my father has seen. For anyone who's seen my Instagram is going, are you kidding? Yeah. So.
Well, music major Haley didn't feel like.
She's 16. But she didn't have a Finsta.
She didn't. Well, maybe. We don't know.
Her friend, the friend, would know.
The friend.
That's her name. Friend.
Yeah.
Did she have a name?
Jeannie.
Sure.
Jenny.
Jenny?
Jeannie or Jenny.
Who cares?
I just wrote J-E-N-N-I-E. So I think it's Jenny.
That sounds like Jenny.
Yeah.
Anyway, Creepy Clown was a butcher. Did you catch his name?
Venny. Vince.
Vince.
Jenny and Venny.
So silly. Okay, so then her parents come to town, and her father is Will Sasso. Her mother, for those who are keeping score, is actress Wendy Hoops, who was in Townhouse Incident. That's right. She was in
SVU. Repeat offender.
Yeah. Okay. Will Sasso's performance this episode, I have a theory, and I'm going to tell everybody. So when an actor who is not an unknown yet, or is still, comes onto SVU and has a performance like this, an actor like Will Sasso, who was very famous from Mad TV, was a comedic sketch actor, comes on to a show like this and does this, he will have a show where he is the star, and it's going to be a drama, within 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Here is my evidence. Deborah Messing, who was known...
Mysteries of Laura.
Was on in 2011. 2012, she had Smash, and 2014, she had Mysteries of Laura. Melissa Joan Hart, who was known, was on 2007. 2010, Melissa and Joey. Jennifer Love Hewitt in 2010 for Behave.
Such a good one.
Such a good one. Oh, one of my favorites. And then was rumored to come and take over for somebody.
Not the Criminal Minds, maybe?
No, she was supposed to be rumored to take over for somebody at SVU.
Yeah.
So she was on 2010, 2012, The Client List. Eric McCormick, also known, 2009, he was in an episode. Oh, such a good episode. And in 2012, he got Perception. Patricia Arquette was on in 2012. 2015, she was in CSI Cyber. Her episode's
my favorite, by
Her the way. Episode actually had me crying.
Her episode actually should have been Emmy nominated. And I tweet this at least like four times a year. It's like a seasonal thing.
All right, and my last example is Aaron Teviot, the Broadway star. Mm-hmm. His second appearance, so once he was more known, was in 2011, and in 2013 he was the lead of Graceland. Will Sasso, within the next 3 years, will have a show.
I am shook by this theory.
I am calling it. I have more examples, but those are the ones I wrote down.
This is like such good evidence.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. Anyway, so the dad's a garbage man, which apparently, like, I thought. So everyone's like, they're so close. The mom is like, he loves her more than he loves me. He's a garbage man. The body's missing from the dump.
Yes.
I was positive.
Me too.
That it was the father.
Me too. I put little stars next to it so I can like bring back the evidence. Red herring. I really thought that he was going to be involved somehow too, because he was like very extra. Like, I get it, your daughter's missing, but he was like really playing it up, you know?
Yeah, he was very much an actor who was going to have a show within 3 years.
There you go.
That's what it was. So the blood is found in the apartment in the car of the butcher, but the body's not found. And then Olivia kind of forces Stone into trial.
As she does.
As she does, but I thought he's supposed to be the best. I thought he's supposed to be great at his job, because so far he's not, right? Like, so far, since we've met him, like, he keeps getting screwed over by our team.
Yeah.
And again.
Well, who's going to say no to Olivia? Let's be real.
That's an excellent point. You make a good point.
Thank you.
So then the trial's happening, and the
Vince.
Whatevs. The butchers. His lawyer was like, nobody.
Yeah. He literally had two lines. I was like, what kind of attorney are you?
I was like, are we not going to try to bring in a good lawyer? No, we're just bringing in this dude. Nobody.
They're nobody.
Has nobody. And so we talked, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I couldn't tell because he only said two words.
They could not have compensated that act. They didn't want to compensate him more money. He was like, okay, one line. That's what you're getting paid for.
It's funny because I think... Not to get too inside how TV works, he, I believe, would be just a featured extra.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, even... this episode, nobody.
Featured extra.
Featured extra.
Oh, man, that's...
Poor guy.
If you don't know what that means, look it up. I don't know how to explain.
Google's your friend.
Okay, so then they go to find Haley.
Haley.
And they find her... in bed.
Can we back up for just a hot always. Second, too? Okay, so her friend Jenny, Jeannie. Yeah.
Whatever. The friend.
Jen. I literally watched this, like, not long ago. I should really know this, but...
I didn't write any names down except for Haley.
You know the actor's name, though, so close enough. But
I don't know Haley's name.
I thought that she was looking a little suspicious on the stand because she was, like, using very, almost, like, clinical language. She was, like, she was dancing with the defendant. Like,
yeah.
She
was using totally noticed that.
Specific stuff, and I was like, ooh, maybe someone's, like, coaching her, mm-hmm. or maybe she's, like, in has on something it? To do with it. Yeah, so I was tricked by that, too.
Oh, I like the idea that that your friends are going to betray you.
Yeah, I mean, they've had episodes like that, and they've been phenomenal.
Right? Oh, like the one with the three blondes?
And the theater one.
Oh, the theater one's so good.
So good.
With Fisher Stevens as the guest star. Oh, such a great episode.
So good.
Anyway, the show is so good. Okay.
It really is.
So she's found in bed. When they shot this scene, I'm betting you that Haley is an underage actress because there was so much space between them in that bed.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Because legally he can't touch her.
Yes. Exactly.
Scared me. That one scared me.
Exactly.
Alright, so
that scene.
Oh, so they're in bed and then they're like, no, I love him.
It's like, what?
What did you think of them, like, both confessing openly in the car?
Pretty weird, pretty unrealistic, but I did like the car scenes a lot. Yeah. I really liked Amanda talking to her because, you know, we've been seeing, like, you don't like kids, but we've been seeing Amanda as a mom lately, and I'm like, ugh. She's going to make a good mom of a teenager, I feel like. She was questioning her, but she was, like, keeping her chill, but she was also, like, being stern. So I really liked that scene. And then we had Carissa and Finn in the other car, and they were just being Carissa and Finn.
Yeah,
and
no, I loved that, too. I really like these scenes in the cars. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to imagine, right? Because we saw, like, what, 30 seconds of each car, let's say.
Pretty much.
We've established that I believe they were hours away.
It's 6 hours.
Yeah. So they're in the car, and I'm like, is that what we're going to talk about the whole 6 hour drive?
Can we put some music on?
Yeah, like, can we talk about anything else? Can we read him his Miranda rights again and remind him that he should get a lawyer?
I want deleted scenes. Just, like, such awkwardness. That'd be so great.
I'd watch that.
Me too.
All right. So when we find out from Haley, the plan was to run away to Europe, and she would continue to play, and they would travel, and she'd play. This is a child of the internet.
Yeah.
What part in her mind is, I'm a missing person, a very high-profile missing person. I could just go to Europe. No one in Europe watches YouTube.
Right. And if this girl does end up getting famous for her piano skills, yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Thank you. Like, you guys couldn't wait 2 years to run away?
No, I guess not.
And in New York, every time they're 17, they say it's fine. So, like, yeah, 1 year? You guys couldn't wait 1 year?
That was a bit of a plot hole.
Yeah, it was a dumb plan. And then when he was like, it was her idea to frame a guy, I was like, she's a child.
She's wild, though. Like, if she cut her, like, this girl's crazy.
Yeah, this girl cray.
But I was like, I was here for it. Like, I like it when people turn out to be a little bit crazier.
Yeah, I agree that it's more interesting if she's crazy than if she's just this, like, innocent little girl.
I was like, she's really, like, committed to this plan. That's never going to work.
Nope. So then when her mom reveals that she had an affair, I went, oh, he's the dad.
I literally was watching this in the back. I was just like, my mouth was just hanging open. I was like, what? I thought it was going to turn into more of a, like, you know, like in the precinct, they have, like, crazy fight scenes. Mm. And, like, they kind of did. But I thought someone was going to die by the end of this.
Oh, I thought it was going to turn out that the mom used to be his student. Maybe, like, before the kid was born, like, he tutored her or something. Mm-hmm. And then he just sleeps with students all the time.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of where it was going, too. But also, I don't know. I didn't expect that. Like, intense of a, like, it was, like, it's his daughter.
Yeah. I thought he'd throw up. I was expecting him to. It reminds me of one of my favorite scenes from an episode called Families. I think it's season 5. Where he goes, I had sex with my sister! And then he vomits. It's my favorite.
It's the pretty good one.
It's like a memorable.
I thought it was going with the episode with Eric McCormick that you're talking, where she, like, stabs him at the end. Yeah. I was like, someone's getting stabbed.
Where the daughter is like, you lied to me again.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's where I thought it was going. Oh, but I'm glad it didn't. Great. I'm glad it
went a different way. New. Yeah. I like that she slapped him. His glasses fell off, and the cop holding him picked up his glasses for him. I thought those were going to get destroyed.
It was so genuine. So pure.
It was great. What a cop.
What a cop.
Doing a good thing. And then, so then she finds out that she's been doing her dad, and her whole response is, I knew my father couldn't be a garbage man.
It's like, girl, what?
Like, that is not the takeaway here.
No.
That's not the big picture.
It's not at all.
Ugh.
So then, she was so, ooh.
Yes.
Olivia in that scene, you could just tell she was like, what?
She's like, are you kidding me?
Like,
girl, did you not hear what we just said?
No, she's just happy her dad's not a garbage man.
Which,
nothing wrong with being a garbage man.
To be fair, do you know how thankful we should be that people in sanitation exist?
He works hard for his money, Haley.
To put you through all this piano stuff.
So you can go to Vienna someday.
Yeah. So you can play at the place that you wanted to play. I don't remember. New York music thing.
Exactly.
Yep. Rude little girl. So Olivia tells Stone about genetic sexual attraction, which we've learned about in the episode with James Vanderbeek, where he was sleeping with his, like, the guy he hates is donated daughters. So the guy donated his sperm,
and so
he's sleeping with all the biological daughters.
I was like, donated daughters?
I was like, I don't know how to explain words.
I feel you. I get that now. I remember what you're talking about now.
That's where we learned about it. I want to say Dr. Wong was there, but it may not have been Dr. Wong. I also miss him.
He's killing it, though. He's in a bunch of movies now.
Ugh, but he should be here.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Any final thoughts on the episode? Because we still have so much more we want to share with everybody. Final thoughts.
It was wild.
I loved at the end the like just when they enter the precinct, from there to when they're walking down the court steps and Stone is like, he pleaded guilty to all this garbage. All of that was the best part.
Oh,
it was
like a
classic SVU twist.
Agreed.
It's what we've been asking for two seasons now, where we go, yeah, we saw that. That was the person who did it. And then in the end, it was still them.
Yeah.
I wanted this. I wanted the...
I did too.
Turns out it was the music teacher who actually is her father.
I love this. It's just... It's not even just it was the music teacher. It was her father.
Yes. Ugh. And she didn't care.
She didn't care.
Okay. Let's change gears a little bit.
Okay.
Because I have some fun stuff to share.
Please do.
So, a few things. First of all, anybody who watches Orange is the New Black, Emma Miles, who plays Leanne.
Yeah.
She
likes to live tweet.
I didn't know that she did that. She's a massive fan. She was live tweeting all last night.
Has she been on?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. But the fact that she was live tweeting the show is blowing my mind. So check out her live tweets because she was all about this episode.
Like every week, too. Like she's hardcore.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm jealous. I want to be her for
some. You want a guest star? Emma Miles. You want to come on in?
Yeah. Everyone should start tweeting her. You're like, you should come on. We'll do an episode she was in.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. The other thing I wanted to share with you is I tweeted this, and we will find a way to get it to you all again if you didn't see it. Mariska and Peter Herman, her husband, who also plays the lawyer Langan, and she were on an interview for ET talking about a children's book that he wrote.
When the S in Moose gets loose.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
So they did this interview together. It's the first time I've ever seen them do an interview together. They're adorable.
They're the purest.
Oh my God, it's so cute. And they asked them when their kids will be able to watch their shows, because he's also on Younger.
Oh,
and they both laughed. And she said that her kids can't watch SVU till they're 40, which... is incredibly amusing because I feel like Olivia and Mariska are both very much about like teaching the youth how to be respectful, and I'm sure she is, but like this show could be very educational.
Right.
Girl, teach your kids.
I'm sure she will in her own Mariska way.
Oh, they're so cute together.
They're so cute.
Anyway, you should watch the interview. It's really cute. And check out his book called
When the S and Moose Gets Loose.
What's the plot of this book?
When the S was got loose.
Got it. Okay.
Haven't seen it yet. I know a bunch of people who went to the book release party, though.
Oh.
I wish it was in New York.
I was like, well, aren't you fancy?
I did not go, unfortunately, but I would have loved to.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Also, check out a show, Younger. It's good.
It's very good.
Oh. It's so good. Okay.
It's not like SVU, though.
Oh, no. Nope. Nope.
It's hilarious. Which, I mean, sometimes SVU is too, let's be real, but...
Not on purpose.
It's light, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and we have a video, I think, that we would like to share with everyone. I believe these are AfterBuzzers?
Yes, that's what I have heard.
Yes, these are fellow AfterBuzzers.
Can we play this?
In the criminal justice system...
Oh, I know this
sexually
one.
...sexually-based offenses I'm familiar are considered with this song. Especially heinous.
Oh.
What? In New York City. The dedicated detectives can you tell us who investigate that is? These vicious felonies are members of
that is Dave Child and Tamara.
Special victims unit.
And someone
these
else?
Are their stories.
Oh, Lakewood Feet dances to
the background.
If you're listening on the iTunes podcast, I suggest you find this video on YouTube. It's amazing.
I feel like I'm having a fever dream right now. Okay, but this is everyone in their house when this comes on. Like, let's not even pretend that we've not all done this.
But, like, it's choreographed.
It is choreographed.
I also like...
There's cats
it's,
now?
Yeah, it's Richard Belzer and a cat, which I love.
Seems legit.
I need to learn these dance moves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is so good. All right, we're going to cut it there. Oh, no, there's a puppy, too. Richard Belzer didn't die in 2006.
No, he didn't die, but that's why he left the show.
Oh, this keeps going. Oh,
that was
beautiful. I did not realize it was that short.
How many views does that have?
It has 5,313 views.
Deserves
and
more.
AfterBuzzers, Dave Child, and Tamara Brown are
Thank
on that.
Thank you. That's so great. What is it called? What is the title?
It's called Law & Order SVU Dance. It's by the Liquid Feet Dance Team. That's the name of the channel.
Great. Awesome. If you haven't seen it, please go check that out and share it because it's the best.
Put it everywhere.
Yeah, we are going to share it for sure. Those are my fun... it says fun stuff in my notes. Those are my fun stuffs. But we should talk about next episode. So let's head into predictions.
Predictions.
Nope. Oh, there it is.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
what?
Predictions.
Okay, so before I tell you what is in next week's promo, I will also let you all know that it's not next week. This show's going on hiatus for 3 weeks.
It is coming back on April 11th, and the only reason I know that is because that's my birthday.
Happy birthday on April
11th. Thank
you. While our show has literally just returned from the dead... We will not be going on hiatus. We will, in fact, do season 19, episode 1, through however many we do until that date.
Yes.
Yep. I can't do math right now, so that's what we're doing. So,
a few.
What?
A few.
A few. We're going to do some. We're going to try to, because that's the plan, is to do this season real out of order. You're welcome.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so confusing. Oh, we'll do the two-parter as a one-parter, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all know what I mean.
Okay.
Because at this point, you should know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Okay. Next episode.
I'm picking out what you're putting down.
I didn't put it down. I scooted it over.
I caught it.
Thanks. All right. Next episode, whenever that may be, April 11th, because that's Taylor's birthday. I'm going to write that down. So a prostitute is being beaten up by military men. That's what I got from it. There was like other... Thank you. There was... So she's like beaten and you can't see her face. And then Stone is like, no one's going to believe her. Or her case is shaky or something Stone-like. And then Olivia's like... She deserves her day in court. And then the military people are like, I'm really good at this. They're like...
trying to visualize it because I haven't seen it yet.
Great. So then the military people are like, we can't say anything because it would be treason. I disagree. Beating up a woman does not sound like treason to me, but whatevs.
Yeah, I don't see the connection, but...
So that's what's happening next episode. If you want to predict on that, you may. Otherwise, we can predict on... ships. Those are always welcome predictions.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Well.
Yes?
Not to go back too early in the season, because, you know, we are trying to save that.
Sure.
What's going on with Carisi and Rollins?
Okay. So, I feel that part of getting rid of Barisi was specifically...
Did you ship Barisi?
Oh, of course I did. Okay. I was all about it. And I believe that the Rollins-Carisi ship is being forced upon us again. Forced upon us. And no one wants it, except for a lot of people want it. I've read YouTube comments.
Okay, well, a couple seasons ago, I thought they were going the Finn and Amanda route. It seemed like that in, like, 13, like, early when she showed up.
You mean, like, when she still had a gambling problem and he was like, I'll bail you out?
Yeah.
Like a dad?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There was fanfic about... I mean, there's fanfic about everything.
Wait, there was fanfic about that?
Of course.
What would that... What's that ship name?
Fernanda.
Fernanda?
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
I love it. last time when I discovered Barisi, people sent me photos or fan art of Barisi. I would like to see some fan art of... What is it again?
Fernanda. I like Barisi too, just on the record.
Oh, yeah. Barisi is cute. The best. I still believe that it's happening. We're just not seeing it.
You never know.
Yeah. I refuse to accept this Rollins Carisi stuff, even though they're making it happen.
They're a little cute.
I feel also, I told you I have a friend who is dead set on Stone and Benson getting together, and I feel like that is going to happen. Or at least something movement will happen. I'm not okay with it.
I'm not okay with it either.
Especially because I, even though I think they ruined it this season, I still believe that Cassidy and Benson are endgame. Okay, I still believe that in season 50, they will end up together.
The thing is, I am not, like, I'm not picky about ships. Like, I kind of am easily persuaded and ship what a lot of the writers, like, give me. Like, I did not hate Brian and Olivia. I also still like Ellie and Olivia. I'm not going to lie to you. He's been gone for a long time.
Everyone still loves. Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's some people that don't.
I don't know a single person who doesn't love
that.
Well,
okay, good.
So that also is a possible end game in that his wife dies and he comes back in the end of the show.
Or they finally divorce.
No, because they reconciled and they're meant to be until
like
she dies.
50 times.
Yeah, she's going to, in the end of the show, in season 50.
50.
She will die and he will come back and be like, she's dead.
And the kids
are all
together.
Grown up. Yeah. Yeah, fair it'll enough. Be great.
The kids are already all grown up.
Right, but like, no, baby Eli was a baby.
Okay, so he's
look at
like,
that.
What?
I remembered a
he's
child.
He's like, what, 9 now?
I don't know. He 10? Left in season 12, so you do math.
I can't do math.
Great. This was fun.
This was fun.
Any other predictions? I predict that Stone grows some stones at some point. Like, he needs to stand up for himself because he's being pushed around by our team.
Being pushed around.
Which is boring in a DA. I really like the headbutting.
I agree. That's why I miss Casey Novak.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. Alex is coming back, though, yeah. For a hot second, at least.
Yes, at least for an episode.
Exciting. I miss her.
I remember reading that Ken was coming back, and then when he came back, I was like, this better not just be it, but I think it might be.
Melinda was back for, like, 2 seconds, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. But I'm glad they're heading back to classic twists.
Me too.
Because there really was some episodes last season where we went, yeah, that was it.
Yep. It was very straightforward.
We were waiting for something and we had a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, I agree. And I like, I don't know, I think I'm in the minority here, but I like the kind of straight procedural ones. Like, I like getting glimpses of, like, family life and home life, but I like it when they focus on the case.
I only like that when the case is fascinating.
That's fair.
We all know that I don't need any baby Noah in an episode, and so I don't mind when he's not there. But I like to see interesting cases. I like when there's crazy twists. I like when our detectives disagree.
Mm-hmm.
I miss when Rollins and Amaro used to butt heads all the time.
I miss Amaro. Oh, no?
Just because they tried to stabler him.
They
did try to stabler him. He has rage issues and we're gone.
They try to stabler a lot of people on this show.
Who else had rage issues?
Not the rage issues, but they, like, Carisi has a similar-ish background. Like, with the, like, Catholicism.
Oh, yeah, big family.
They're just, like, they're pulling parts of Stabler and putting them into new
people. Like Stabler, so let's just do this.
Let's just take them apart.
Yeah.
And separate them.
Right, so Stone's got the Stabler body. And, anyway, Philip Winchester, take your shirt off. That's it. That's how we're ending the show.
Dun, dun. Okay.
Any final thoughts?
Okay, I feel like this isn't even really a thought, this is a prediction. I think great that the since next week's about the military, it's going to be hard.
Next episode, whatever yes. that is.
What did I say?
Next week.
Next week, sorry, next episode. I think it's going to be hard to top the Shiri Appleby military episode. That one was so good.
Great episode.
And so I'm like, will they be able to top that? I'm not sure.
I hope it's very different. And like very different than the woman who was the G.I. Jane.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was her fiance, and like, blech, I don't need, if we're going to do military, let's do something interesting.
Agreed. Let's change it up.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Before
we tell everyone where you are, I want to take a quick second and say thank you to Greg, who got me a birthday gift. And I think that's very sweet. So thank you. But you are on Twitter and Instagram and other after shows. Tell everyone where we can find you.
I sure am. I'm on Twitter at @Alphaba_Anne. And I'm on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. And every Tuesday I do an after show at 6 p.m. Pacific time for Unreal. And then 9 o'clock for Rise on NBC. So check those out.
And you'll be here every Thursday at 8 p.m. talking SVU.
Yes, of course.
Yay, we're back. I'm, of course, Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. If you are at WonderCon this weekend, you best come say hello. And if you are at Universal FanCon in Baltimore at the end of April, also best come say hello. But more importantly, we will see you here every Thursday at 8 p.m. for SVU. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun.
Amazing.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.